Hello and welcome back to the new season of the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. This is episode 7 of the new season of Bereshit. In the beginning, a commentary to the book of Genesis. Well, if you've been following along, then you know that we have arrived at the pinnacle of God's creating, his holy day. His day of rest. I welcome you to the seventh day. Welcome to chapter 2. Today we're going to cover just 3 verses, verses 1 through 3. And here we go. And so the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their heavenly lights. By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. And there you have it. Let's get into the commentary. Okay. God completes his work on the seventh day and does something that he has reserved only for living things. He blesses it. And even more so than that, he sanctifies it. But what does it even mean to sanctify? Simply put, to set apart. So God set apart the seventh day from all the other days, making it holy. So, 6 days of labor and 1 day of complete rest, abstaining from all work. God stopped working and creating, and yet we think that we are so important and the world will come to an end if we don't keep working beyond what is expected of us or demanded of us. Right now, I'm referring to the workplace, but this applies to even at home in our daily lives. You see, we've convinced ourselves that in order to show our value, our worth, we must continually work to achieve or stay ahead. Okay, enough of that. Let's get back to the commentary. Here's a question for you. Did God really need to rest, or does that mean something else altogether? Well, of course, God didn't need to rest. Therefore, that rest is not meant for him, but for his creation, especially his crown jewel, mankind. Look at your life right now and be honest. You could use a complete day of rest, couldn't you? Well, I got news for you. God knew that you would too, and designed a whole day just for that purpose, to completely rest and abstain from work. And that's not all, because we can't nor should we forget about the one who made it all possible. So let's just take a moment and recount what God has blessed up to this point. Let us also realize that we are just 7 days into the creation of the world in every living thing. So let's look at these blessings. Verse 20, day 5, living creatures that swarms the waters. Staying in verse 20 and staying in day 5, birds that fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. Moving on to verses 21 through 22, but we are still in day 5. Great sea creatures and every living creature that moves. Going on to verses 27 through 28, now we are in day 6. Mankind, male and female. Did you notice what's not blessed? Living creatures, livestock, crawling things, and animals of the earth. Now, if you recall in a previous episode that according to Jewish writings, The reason for this omission is because God did not want to bless the animals, because that would mean having to include the serpent in that blessing. Continuing on, chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, day 7, the seventh day, gets blessed. But this day is given to mankind. Think about that for a moment. Everything has been given to mankind, and even a day to rest, and we have a problem with doing that. And this concludes the creation of the world and all that is in it. And next, we will get into the details of creation as we look into the account or the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Shalom.